This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Glenn Gilbo from USA Today Louisiana, becoming the senior sports writer in the state at the age of 58? 57, right? Glenn Gilbo?
Just turned 58. If I'm a senior, does that mean I'm fixing to graduate?
Well, I tell you what, you're like a 20th year senior or something, 30th year senior. But Glenn Gilbo's been doing his thing a long time. And he's joined by James Moran, all of 27 years old, the editor of Tiger Rag magazine, the Bible of LSU sports, and yours truly is the proprietor of this magazine. And they're here to talk sports. And last night, the New Orleans Saints won their opener in grand style, came from behind to beat the Houston Texans on a 58-yard field goal by Will Lutz. And for those who did not see it or hear it, here's how it sounded at the Superdome.
Will Lutz, can he put the cape on his back and become a hero here for these fans? 58-yard attempt for the win! Got it!
There you go.
That's almost a rather subdued call compared to what I was expecting.
You're going to have to get Glenn back on the line, but James Moran is the voice you just heard, the fine sports writer and editor of Tiger Rag, and he covers LSU, but of course...
I did watch the Saints game.
Yeah, most everybody did watch the Saints game. And the Saints won, and now they go to Los Angeles, and there's kind of a revenge factor in this one, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, if you watched the game last night, you could tell pretty easily that the passion still burns rather hot about the way that last year's NFC Championship game ended. I saw a lot of people when they panned through the stands dressed up as referees with flag earrings, which is a pretty nice touch, actually.
There you go. So let's see what happens in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. But Will Lutz, 58 yards. It's amazing how these soccer-style kickers in the old days, I'm old enough to remember, and so is Glenn Gilbo, they kicked straight on, and they missed in the old days about half of their field goals. And now if you can't keep a job in the league unless you hit at least 80%. And in some cases, a lot of these kickers hit 90-95% in the season. And Glenn, that's a big change. One of the biggest changes in professional and college football everywhere, their field goals galore now.
Oh yeah. And you know, that was 5 yards short of the Tom Dempsey field goal in 1970, 63 yarder. To beat Detroit, and you know, he kicked that straight on, and he had a half foot, Tom Dempsey did, and he had a big steel toe in there that the Pat Summerall thought it was shouldn't have been a legal kick because he had extra a weapon in there in that foot of his.
Yeah, Summerall had been a kicker who missed most of his field goals, and
yes,
Dempsey missed most of his, too, but he kicked a 63-yarder on the 8th of November, 1970, to beat the Detroit Lions, 19-17. And the Saints that year won all of two games, so thank God Tom Dempsey was there to win half of the games with his big foot. Alex Karras said it sounded like a bomb went off when he hit the ball, and it did go 63 yards, and the Saints were victorious, and Al Wester went crazy, and one of the big moments in Saints history, but there have been some big moments since, and last night is one of those, and the Saints, of course, look like they're going to be very strong again. But will they be as strong as far as news-making, as the LSU football Tigers? LSU opened in grand style, 45-38 over Texas. Joe Burrow, the quarterback, threw for 471 yards. James Moran, it looks like the fourth-ranked Tigers might be national championship contenders.
Yeah, they certainly have a chance. I mean, I think there's still some things they need to clean up on the offensive line. I think their pass rush is still not quite where it needs to be. They you know, as Glenn wrote in this issue of Tiger Rag, you know, they look like a Big 12 offense, which is great, but they also kind of played like a Big 12 defense. They gave up a lot of points to a, you know, a very good Texas team, but if you can't slow down Texas, you're also going to have a hard time slowing down Alabama or Clemson or any of those teams that also score like that. But for the first time in a long time, they do look like they have a quarterback that can go toe-to-toe with the other elite in the nation.
Well, I think they'll have a somewhat easier time defending Northwestern State this Saturday in Tiger Stadium. Northwestern State, the alma mater of Coach O, who went to LSU for a few days, dropped out and ended up at Natchitoches. They had good teams then under Sam Goodwin, but this is not one of their better teams, apparently, and they're playing LSU, which is a joke. And why in the world doesn't LSU play Southern University? They played all the schools in the state except Southern and Grambling. Glenn, why is this the case?
Because Southern's band is better.
You think that's it? They don't want to be embarrassed by the Southern band?
They'd get beat.
They should bring Southern's band in and put them in the upper deck. Like
the human jukebox.
Only you would bring that up, Jim, after such a great victory.
Well, it is ridiculous that they don't play Southern.
They play everybody else. I mean, they play every other breathing school, you know. They definitely should play Southern. And it could really be a cool thing, you know, since they're both in the city. It could be a neat thing, and it's really ridiculous that they haven't done it, because Southern's either beaten or played with teams that LSU has brought in, you know.
They're certainly better than this Northwestern State team that's coming in this week that is coming off a loss to Midwestern State, which, if you don't know, is in the heart of Texas.
Midwestern State, a great liberal arts school, and they beat Northwestern State and the Demons. They must have been looking ahead to LSU when they were playing Midwestern State. But the Southern thing, Baton Rouge is the only city in America with two federal land-grant universities, Southern and LSU. And Southern has three professional football Hall of Famers, something that very few schools can claim. And why in the world LSU doesn't play Southern, I have no idea. Someone just said they have two. They have Aeneas Williams and Mel Blount. Who's the third? Charlie Joyner went to Grambling. Grambling has four. Southern may only have two. They have some other great players, though, like Isaiah Robertson, and many greats have come through Baton Rouge and played at Southern. And Mel Blount, of course, was the principal defender on those Steelers teams that won four NFL championships. Interestingly, we have Blount Road and O'Neill Lane, and neither one is named after Mel Blount or Shaquille O'Neal, and they're in Baton Rouge.
Well, you know, LSU should play Grambling, too, or should have already played Grambling.
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly when they were better. I mean, if you're going to play Louisiana Tech and McNeese and everybody, well, I should say if you're going to play Southeastern, you know, and those type schools, you should play everyone. I mean, they've played basically everyone in the state except Grambling and Southern. Have they played Nichols? Maybe they haven't played Nichols.
They have played Nichols, haven't they?
They played Nichols all except
Southern and Grambling. So it's
I mean, in recent years, you know, if you're playing Nichols and Southeastern, then you got no reason not to play anybody else.
That's true. So Southern University should be on the schedule. Let's see if it happens. And I think they're concerned about some kind of fistic encounters that might incur.
Then they need to quit playing Alabama.
I think you're right.
About that. Quit playing Auburn, too, you know.
I think you're right. I think, as I've stated before, it would be a great statement to play it at Memorial Stadium, a neutral site. And
You pitched this idea before.
I have.
They're not going to play for more stadium, Jim.
Well, it seats 25,000 when the extra seats are added, and at $100 a ticket, the gate would be more than LSU gets for a game in Tiger Stadium. And I may be one of the few, but I believe that there are enough people who would pay $100 a ticket or $1,000 a ticket, to see LSU and Southern. People paid $1,000 a ticket or thereabouts to go see Hamilton in New Orleans at the Sanger. Wouldn't these same people who went to see Hamilton, wouldn't they come and watch LSU and Southern play at Memorial Stadium? Glenn, what do you think?
I think with how excited people are about LSU's offense, if they were playing Southern this Saturday, they'd have a very big crowd. I mean, they'll have a pretty big crowd for Northwestern State because people are so excited about this offense.
There'll be some empty seats, too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of empty seats.
Yeah, there will be, but, I mean, you still get more than at Memorial.
And for those planning the trip to Nashville, that game is now at 11 in the morning, a week from Saturday. 11, yeah. And that's 11 our time, isn't
Central
it?
Central time. Nashville Central time.
Okay. All right. 11 o'clock.
Hopefully
Nashville Music City.
hopefully they'll give their players some IVs at halftime so they don't have to complain about the air conditioning.
But the team is very good and could compete for a national championship. It's been 12 years. That's much too long for the loyal fandom of LSU. 12 years is much too long these days, Glenn Gilbo. 12 years between championships.
I think they have a great chance this year. I really do. You know, they got to get the defense fixed. Coach O said it best. He used the word schematically to describe the defensive problems in that game. They were lined up wrong often. They got out. Aranda got out coached by Herman in the second half. But I think they can fix that because they got a lot of talent on, too much talent on defense to give up the type of yards they were giving up, and it wasn't because it was hot. Texas' best drive came right after halftime, so the defense had plenty of time to rest. And then LSU kept the ball right after that drive, so they had time to rest for the next one. So schematically, if they get better on defense, this type of offense gives them a good chance of beating Alabama and everybody else on their schedule. So I think they got a great shot.
James?
Yeah, you get the sense that they kind of underrated how good the Texas offense and that quarterback Sam Ellinger was. I don't think they thought he could stand in the pocket and beat them throwing.
Thank you, James Brand. Thank you, Glenn Gilbo. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and stay tuned.